Let me read this one more Cash App before we get started with the show, before we really get started with the show. Chris Monroe says, keep being a great example for black men. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you, big dog. Thank you for my Cash Appers and everybody that support me, no matter what platform you support me on. I don't ask for it, but I always like to acknowledge the people that's out here in these streets. So I want to spend a couple minutes here or there talking about Russia, because, you know, I like to give you guys an update on what's going on internationally, not just nationally. And we need to know what we're getting for our money, right? Because we've been helping to fund this Ukraine war. We've been sending the money, billions on billions on billions. We've also participated in sending them weapons, billions on billions on billions. We just running it up, right? Shout out to Ash. I'm going to read that super chat shortly. So right now, Ukraine is saying that, listen, the Russian troops are pulling out. We now control 74 towns and cities across Russia, and we going in there. We going in there. What does this mean for us in the United States of America? Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let's rock.
A Ukrainian soldier tweaks a road sign inside Russia, changing a village name to give it a Ukrainian spelling. The head of Ukraine's armed forces told President Volodymyr Zelensky that his troops now control 74 Russian towns and villages across more than 1,000 square kilometers, a claim difficult to verify. Zelensky thanked him for capturing Russian soldiers to allow for future prisoner exchanges. Videos from Kursk.
Now, I'm going to skip over this part because, you know, even though it's blurred out, it gets a little gory, showing different soldiers and Russian soldiers on the side of the road and taken over and killed and stuff like that. So we're going to skip over that part of it. And then we're going to go over into the next part where it basically breaks down. And we're going to go into another video also.
Border attacks.
So I think the most important are political reasons and political goals.
This Ukrainian MP says he's not worried about the strong response that Russian President Vladimir Putin has promised.
We want to win this war. And if you want to win, you can't win when you are just afraid of what your enemy will do.
How long and how far Ukraine can stay inside Russia could be key to the next stages of the war.
If they can force Russia to divert the forces, if they can capture more Russian soldiers, again, more bargaining chips, then this could prove to be successful.
The U.S. says it had no involvement in the planning of the surprise attack. Moscow is now keen to portray itself as a victim in the war it started.
We haven't heard a word of condemnation of these actions from Western sponsors of the Kyiv regime.
The real victims are, as ever, civilians, only this time in Russia. Tens of thousands fleeing their homes, not knowing when they can return.
Let me go on to another video that probably deep dives a little bit more into what's going on as far as this invasion over in Ukraine.
Russia is fighting back against Ukrainian troops in the Kursk region.
Yakar and a lot of people in the chat are saying that they're lying. Let's look at the reports and then we're going to come to our own conclusion.
Military official says forces fired missiles and drones in an attempt to stop Kyiv's advances after its surprise offensive last week. CBS News foreign correspondent Holly Williams is following these new developments from London. Holly.
Good evening, Jerika. This is the biggest foreign incursion into Russia since World War II. And for Vladimir Putin and the Russian army, it is nothing short of a humiliation. Today, we saw a video of Russian soldiers taken captive in their own country, a former superpower, and driven blindfolded in the back of a pickup truck into Ukraine. It's been more than 2 years since Putin ordered his military to invade Ukraine, starting a war that's killed at least tens of thousands and perhaps many more. But Ukraine says it now controls nearly 400 square miles of Russian territory. Now, the Ukrainian soldiers launched their surprise attack a week ago, and Moscow claims it's now repelling their advance. But the Ukrainians apparently overran Russian border checkpoints with ease. And it's Russians now evacuating their homes, more than 100,000 of them, some forced to live in tents and line up for humanitarian aid. Throughout this war, Ukraine has launched aerial attacks on Russia, while armed Russian exile groups have used Ukraine as a base for their assaults. But this is the first time Ukrainian forces have gone on the counterattack inside Russia on this scale. For the Ukrainians, it's leverage. Russia's occupying around 20% of their country, and they want it back. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said, quote, Russia needs to be forced into peace. Russia brought this war to others, and now it's coming back home. Jerika.
Holly Williams, thank you. For more, former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor, joins me now. He currently serves as a vice president at the United States Institute of Peace, focusing on Europe and Russia. Ambassador, thank you for joining us. How significant is this offensive from Ukrainian troops that we just heard Holly speak of?
Rika, this is enormously impressive and significant. As you said, as Holly just reported, it's the first time that Russia has been invaded since World War II. And the Ukrainians have demonstrated that they can cut it into Russia without difficulty. The Russians were caught totally by surprise. Drinker, this is the amazing thing, that the surprise, the element of surprise, which is so important in warfare, was able to be achieved. The Ukrainians were able to move these forces up close to the border, and the Russians had no idea it was coming. So in answer to your question, it's a major accomplishment, and it's a significant turn in this war.
And if you could just remind our viewers why this is important in terms of our relationship with Ukraine. And do you think that this could change the dynamic? Is it too early to tell? Because we're talking about a war that's been going on for over 2 years now.
This war's been going on for 2.5 years. You're absolutely right. And this could change the dynamic. This could demonstrate to Vladimir Putin, who, as again, Holly just reported, caused this war. We know the reason for this war is he's invaded. Putin invaded Ukraine 2.5 years ago and is occupying still 20% of Ukraine. So this is a major change. If this convinces Putin that he cannot win, if this convinces Putin that Ukraine will continue to fight back, and if this convinces Putin that the Europeans will continue to support Ukraine, the Americans will continue to support Ukraine, then he may look for a way out. He knows the way out. It's just to pull his troops out of Ukraine.
The U.S. has obviously been supporting the military and has shown support for Ukraine. But is there a sense that the U.S. was somehow involved directly in this offensive?
No indication, Jerika. No indication that the United States even knew about it. You know, again, I've talked about the secrecy, the operational security that the Ukrainians exhibited in moving this thing. The Americans didn't seem to know. No one seemed to. There were not many Ukrainians who knew about this. So this was a major accomplishment in turning this into a big surprise for Putin.
I don't believe even a little bit that Americans didn't have any clue whatsoever as to what it is that they're supplying weapons for or any of that, right? But here's my question. And this is a question that I think is pertinent for this conversation. Do we give Biden and his administration credit for what is being achieved as far as us participating in this proxy war that we didn't necessarily ask for, we don't want, we believe that we need to be funding the United States of America and what's going on in our own country because we got own issues inside of our own states, right? And should we extend objectively, I'm asking a question objectively, does Biden deserve to have some credit as a result of what's being accomplished as far as Ukraine now invading into Russia and defending itself, and for it not being a quick war? Because 2.5 years ago, I remember that Putin basically said that they were going to invade Ukraine. They were going to invade Ukraine. It was going to be over quick. And then as a result of it, we now 2.5 years later is still in war right now. I know for a fact, as far as what it is that I stand for and the people that I have a communication with that understands anything that's going on as far as foreign relations and war that's going over in Ukraine and is not focused on identity politics, but more or less focused on where our American tax dollars are going. For the overwhelming majority of us, we want to divest ourselves from participating in anything that is not American related. Now, I also am aware that obviously we have incentive to participate in a lot of these different things that we don't know about. We know that some people is making money over here, other people are making money over there. Obviously, it's a chess game. We don't know what's really happening behind the scenes. All we know is what they present to us. So now we just have to make an informed decision based off of the limited information that they're presenting to us on the news. Some people in the chat are saying, hey, listen, I don't believe this. This is fake. This is all propaganda. And I'm going to read some of y'all super chat shortly. And other people are saying, listen, I don't even want to participate in war in the first place. One thing that we knew that we had in 2016, 17, and 18 is that we didn't have any new wars whatsoever. And so, you know, there's a shift, I think. And I also believe that people are asking the questions, but then at the same time, they're conflicted because once they get some positive news, then it's easy to distract you and divert you from what was really happening. And I know that the Biden administration can now leverage this and use this in Kamala Harris's favor and saying, look at it, look at what we're achieving. But then at the same time, again, the foundation of this is that we never really wanted to participate in it in the first place. So the question, again, that I ask you guys, and I'd love to get what y'all thoughts are inside of the chat. Should we extend any, objectively, should we extend any credit to the Biden administration as far as what is happening? Of course, wars make money. We know that. As far as what is happening in Ukraine, as far as the news is concerned, is successfully defending itself against Russia, even though Russia still controls 20% of Ukraine. Now, what I did hear in other news reports, because I didn't want to have a whole lot of news reports, what I also heard in news reports as I was reading and researching this was that Russia was now pulling troops out of Ukraine to come back and defend its own territories and its own cities and towns, because now a lot of people are having to evacuate out of Russia because the checkpoints were so easy to pass. And I don't know what Putin is planning as a result of it. So it's an interesting conversation. A lot of people are saying, no, hell no. I see y'all in the chat. Yes, a little bit, says Brandy. No, says Artifacts. No, says Brutos. Leftover Arsenal. It's about a gun game. Watch the war dogs. No, unless Trump confirms. Absolutely not. F no. I believe this is very true. Putin did a press conference. Somebody said Putin did a press conference. Catch one of their local news channels on YouTube. Either way, this is good. Either way, none of this is good. Okay. Know what happens? Nope. L to the null. Okay. All right. So I like this. I like the fact that the chat is participating in this conversation. And I love, somebody said, yeah. Let me read what that said. Say, yeah, a phony win for Ukraine. Who said, yeah? Somebody said, yeah. Who said, yeah? Oh, here we go. Yeah, they are successfully lying to its citizens in the United States of America. Okay. So y'all saying Putin is toying with Ukraine. Afghanistan was way worse. Look at the war, cost of war is definitely not worth it. While Anton's speaking on wars, I'd love to hear his take on Israel-Gaza. Okay, well, we can deep dive into that. If y'all want me to deep dive a little bit more into the international relations, then we can do that. But basically, that is what's happening in Russia, ladies and gentlemen.